שנכנס אוב נמאתים בשמחה. בואו נזה פשט, מי שנכנס אוב נמאתים בשמחה. מוגן אברום לורנס, זה פשט, אין שמחים כלל. נמאתים בשמחה, זה מוגן אברום says, אין שמחים כלל. שתבור brings them down. The Sharatzion, he brings down from Teisfes and Yevomes Pochis Meirgeloi. Doesn't mean you're not allowed to be Sameach Bichlau. Pochis Meirgeloi. Sani said, V'sher Shavoyle brings down that you have to be Maid B'Simcha. B'Sicha. You talk too much, but then you become Sameach. You talk less, then it doesn't become too much B'Simcha. I remember once I was a bacher living in Panovich. So at the end of the man, this was the meaning in my days, the oilam would go on multi chizuk to a different yeshiva. So I remember I went with a bacher, we went to a chizuk in a different yeshiva. I forget, we didn't want to go to a litvish yeshiva. So we went to a b'zachsidish yeshiva, I don't want to say the name, choshev yeshiva. Choshev yeshiva actually. There's no one knew, so we went to learn Zroim. This was the plan. We went to go to learn Zroim the last 10 days of Zman. We were sitting there in Beis Medrash, and we went down for lunch. It's Kedar Chayil. We come down to lunch, we hear dancing. Dancing, was Chayilish of dancing. And we hear the tune of Mishanichnas Odo. But they were singing Mishanichnas Odo in the same tune. After 5 minutes, it was this quiet, the guy gave a clap, and he climbed on a chair and he said, Mishenichnas ov, he said from one of the sforim, Mematim koyach haklipes besimche. And again they danced. So Rabshim Zaman Oyerbach brings it down, and Alicha Shleimet, Rabshim Zaman Oyerbach also finds this, he also heard it. I said, what Shmuzamar Ayabach says about it. Eiro Pam Shomar Tzura Vecho Lifnei Rabbeinu Bederech Pshites Ariyesh Shepirshu Mishenich Masob Mimati Mesatzoris Besimcha Umocho Rabbeinu Alkach Betoikef Kamo Min Asiluf Teachok Asahemes Yesh Bekigoyin Do Haitoch Elas Is Divrei Teire Palaster Chas Vesholem Vehagdoilim Shomru Mein Zeh לא נסכבנו, נעבוד את השם בתוירו, במצווס, בשמחה קרו יאב ביום עם אלו. אבל מפתי יאקר חס ושולם שעדיברי חזמן ומשמון, שאין שמחים ביום עם אלו כלל כמו שקוסו הפויסקי מרדיב על השולחנוך, ובמעטים בשמחה היינו שאין שמחים בכלל כמו שקוסו מוגן אברון. וכמה גודל הכאב על הזלזול בלחסי רב סדו של אבי לזכור. וזה גובה בשטייט. The halacha is mematim besimcha, and also mematim b'masur umat. The Mishneh Berurah brings down that in our days the meaning is that people do business; they don't stop to do the business. But mikol mekoyim masur umat nishal simcha roi leachbir. If it's masur umat nishal simcha. If it's stuck, you're going to lose money, yes. But if not, besser nicht. Only if it's a tzerich godl. Now, to buy kelim chadoshim, if it's not kelim chashuvim, like small little items, you're allowed to. If not, that it's for decorating the house, then you're not allowed to. Or bekelim chashuvim, like klei zov, klei chesef, you're not allowed to. What if you need a washing machine? A car? This year I think I got 10 questions on a car. 10 people that wanted to buy a car. And punk, 9 days. So the shaila is, if you don't need it, likule alma, you're not allowed to. You have to wait till after it. If you need it, meikar adin, you're allowed to. Nisim karel, it's his machmir in it. To buy clothes is osur. Even to buy socks. It's bichlal de gzeire of kibbutz. You're not allowed to buy new clothes. Chaim Kanievsky says, even not a yarmulke and not a galtel. Even if he's not planning to wear it till after Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to buy these things. And the Mishnah Berurah is a pele shtickle, because the Mishnah Berurah says, im letzorech nesuim shori. It's a pele. סעיף זה, he says, יש מי שאומר מה שעשו? אפילו דיימן הלך אותי שבו. נענה לאות? עשו לקנועיסו. עשו לקנועיסו. אז כתשוב בסדר, the child is, if a person can get nothing and is צריך לחסן, and sometimes could be a heter. You have to know, I don't want to go into it. So you have to know if it's a chosin and he can't get the clothes before the chosin, he has to ask another shayla if he's allowed to buy and for having to, after, for, to have it for after Tisha B'Av. To buy clothes for Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to. I mean to say, if a person doesn't have slippers, you're allowed to buy them for Tisha B'Av. If he buys real Crocs and he's planning to wear them for Tisha B'Av, we'll speak next week if you're allowed to wear bichlal in Tisha B'Av or not. If it's better from shoes. If it's an Isra and a Danat, we'll leave it the next week, we'll need it. But normal slippers, for sure you're allowed to buy. If a person is planning to wear the real ones, and Tisha B'Av, it's better he will buy them before the 9 days and not in the 9 days because it's a double choshul. But Me'ikar Adin, you're allowed to because it's not for Simcha, it's for Avelis. I'm saying again, if he's not buying it for Tisha B'Av, just punk, he has to buy new ones and he needs it for Tisha B'Av, then it's better to buy it before the 9 days. You're not allowed to sew clothes. An old beggar to be metaken, you're allowed to. You're not allowed to wear big day Shabbos in the 9 days. But if it's not mamash a big day Shabbos, lemashal, some people, they don't wear normally a tie during the week. But in different occasions, they will wear ties. So by them, could be it's not called the Shabbos clothes. A bocha that never wears it, but he wears it for some weddings, he wears in the wedding Shabbos clothes. So then you're not allowed to. But even the Marshal, in the weddings, he doesn't wear Shabbos clothes. He just puts up a tie, looks a shtickle more, and presents a place, menschlichkeit. So that thing he's allowed to wear in 9 days. The person is going out on a date. A lot of people say if he doesn't have normal clothes, then if he has normal clothes, not to wear Shabbos clothes. If he has Lamazong a suit that is made from the same color, it's not a Shabbos suit. But if Lamazong he doesn't have a normal suit during the week, it's two different colors. You go to a date, two different colors, the date doesn't work. So then you're allowed to wear Shabbos clothes. If you have a bar mitzvah, so the chosn bar mitzvah and his parents are allowed to wear Shabbos clothes, the cousins, the poiskim are very mistapic about it. Some want to say that he could be Mekel. Misha Mekel, Yeshle Amalis Moich Abba. The grandparents for sure allowed to. If you have an engagement, was matter the chosn kala and the parents to wear Shabbos clothes. The brothers and sisters is not so pashut. Now, in the time of the Shulchan Aruch, lemaise the minig was in Shabbos, they also didn't wear Shabbos clothes. This was the minig in Gans Klal Yisrael. They didn't wear Shabbos clothes. So the Shulchan Aruch brings it down. ורמו בגזם, ואפילו בשבס של חזון אין מחליף עם ללבש בגדי שבס, כי מקוטוינס בלבד. רמו שבו מבן סדם, אפילו הטליס, וכאילו כדוי שביל ננהגים על פי הגרו ללבש בגדי שבס. ויש משל עם בגד אחד מקוסר ביאנקר אבדים בשם אוביב, שצורך ללבש בגדי שבס אפילו בשבס שחל ביתי שבו. אז המור מוסד של מין נגידו הוא so white that this חומרה not to have even שבס קלוס. Even in Shabbos Chazoy, they didn't wear Shabbos clothes. In our days, it changed. The reason it changed in our days, Peter Goyen, when I heard already, that one of the main reasons that it changed was, in our days, if people would not have Shabbos clothes, Shabbos Chazoy, you know what would happen? They would read newspapers in Shabbos. They would not feel Shabbos thick. And the mistake they would put on the light. All these avodas will happen in Shabbos. People will get up late, miss davening. People will not feel Shabbos dick. In the old days, the Gemara says, "Am Oretz doesn't lie in Shabbos." Aims to the Shabbos alei. Gemara says normally you can't follow zechaf Am Oretz, but in Shabbos you can eat by Am Oretz. Aims to the Shabbos alei. Aims to the Shabbos alei. Hi. Let's think about the light, yeah? So if we would walk around with weekly clothes, you know when we're going around? People would have pens and phones. I got to my sir. A mistake. When it's such a doir oni that we have to have a shmira chitzoinis. So the mele, they didn't keep that chumre. But we have to learn out from that how chumre is now lochem. The Ma'aseh Shem Zalman says you don't have to take off the clothes in the minute that Shabbos finish. Even though Shem Zalman himself will take off the shtraim straight after Shabbos, and also the chazanish. When the Iker Adin, you're allowed to leave the clothes on and not the Shabbos. You don't have to rush to take them off. But during the week of Adin, you're not allowed to go with your Shabbos clothes. We'll go right. When the normal time that you get ready for Shabbos, you're allowed to do it. So we know that you're not allowed to wear Shabbos clothes, and you're not allowed to have new clothes on Shabbos. Before chutz for Shabbos. Also in Shabbos, like Tchile, Rabbi Yashi says to have clean clothes, but not to get new clothes for Shabbos. Not to wear new clothes on Shabbos. Chutz from the Isser of buying new clothes and wearing Shabbos clothes during the week is the Isur Kibbus B'tisha Sayyobi. Chazal asked Kibbus in the 9 days. Now the Isur of Kibbus is not only that you do it on your own, make laundry. If you give it to the laundry, even if you tell him to make it ready for after shop, after Tisha B'av, even if you give it to a goy, you're also not allowed to. And not only to a goy you're not allowed to, even to a Sfardi you're not allowed to. Even if you're Ashkenazi and he's a Sfardi and he's only knowing Isur Kibbus from Shavua Shechalboi, you're not allowed to give him to do laundry for you. Same thing, you're not allowed to give it to a Goy that doesn't have an Isur, you're not allowed to give it to a Sfardi, even if he's only knowing from Shavua Shechalboi.
If he does it on his own?
What?
If he does it on his own.
If you know that he will do it, you're not allowed to do it. If you made up with him to do it before and rather he left it, it's okay. But you're not allowed to leave it to him that he will do in that days. Now, you're not allowed to leave Me'ikir Adin in a washing machine 2 minutes before 9 days, that a whole load of the machine will go in 9 days. Some person can want to be matir, shasatchak. The same thing, a sheito is also not allowed to wash. Not midin rechitze, midin kibus. It's like a beged. Now, a person has a stain on his clothes. He ate some, got dirty. The stipler said you're not allowed to take it off in water. It's isur kibus. If you're very embarrassed, no? If you don't have a different clothes, shemazam lo yabachos, you're allowed to. Even chalamoyer, Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to. he holds it's not included in the Aveira of Kibbutz. It's not included in the Aveira of Kibbutz. I guess sometimes it's a matter to know that, because if not, you have to start taking a new shirt, you have to be making another Zachar. From the same Isur of Kibbutz was a meaning not to rinse the floors, not to make a sponge in 9 days. It's not Me'ikar Adin, but it's a meaning, police can bring it down. If Lekovit Shabbos you're allowed to, Beis HaMedrash you're allowed to, hospitals you're allowed to, if it's kids that are crawling on the floor you're allowed to, if the house is very dirty you're also allowed to. To polish your shoes, Shmuel Zalman says you're not allowed to. Reb Moshe holds you're allowed to. But not to shine it, just to polish it. The Tzarech Shabbos, the B'liyashim Shem Zaman hold, you're allowed to polish your shoes at Tzarech Shabbos. Clothes of little kids that normally get dirty, you're allowed to wash them in the 9 days. There's no problem, there's no takon on it not to wash them in the 9 days. But you're not allowed to add, but the people have a mistake. If you're in any way doing laundry, you put also clothes of bigger kids. You're not allowed to. This aloha I think everyone knows. Now is the second aloha. Not only you're not allowed to do laundry, you're not allowed to wear clothes that were laundry and were clean before 9 days. You're not allowed to wear them in the 9 days. Not only laundry, the same thing, towels. You're not allowed to use towels that were washed before the 9 days. You're not allowed to put linen, pillowcases that were washed before the 9 days. What happens if a person, he's wearing his clothes 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, and it gets dirty and he has to change it? He goes to the closet, but it's clean. He has an issu de rabbanon, like eating chicken and milk is an issu de rabbanon. Is an issu de rabbanon even more chamor, because Misha Einem Yisabar Yerushalayim is a promise he will not see Beis HaMikdash. You know, you have to know what it would be if someone last year didn't, if it will help that this year he will not do it, and then he will not be Zeicher to see Beis HaMikdash. Yesh La'ayin Badovo, yeah? But Chazal say, Kol Misha Einem Yisabar Yerushalayim is a promise. Ein Zeicher V'Roye Bevinyan. You don't have to believe in Chazal for another reason you will not see Beis HaMikdash. But that's the Metzius. The Issu de Rabbon. So, Lama Zagan first, a person doesn't want to have an Issa de Rabbanon. So the Eitzah is to wear before. People start to prepare clothes, they call it. Or a half an hour, or on Shabbos, you're allowed to. Shem Zaman himself, Oyabach and Ali Chashlema, says that he doesn't like the people that prepare 9 shirts. Says, he calls it Novel Bershus HaTeir. Chazal didn't want you to wear the nice clothes in the 9 days. So what are you trying to do? You're rich and you have 9 clothes and you're preparing them? Mushkes, Shem Zalman calls him. Ra olay amaisa, he calls him Ra. Ra olay amaisa. I read it in Tzadis, you don't believe me. I read it in Tzadis. I especially bought it here, the people that don't have emunas chachomim. Ram loy nichle le rabbeinu, not Ra. Loy nichle le rabbeinu ma shenofutz lochin kamus merubu shul bgodim. זה הישחק מוס נגד תקון הסחכון. הישחק מוס. Now, in a second we'll speak in our generation, but what if a person didn't prepare? So, to put it for a minute on the floor, it doesn't help. But the answer is you put it on the floor and you step on it with your shoes and you go around a little bit. I do it every time and nothing happens. I'm telling you, it's baduku minusa. Tell me if you look in 9 days, tell me if you see the steps of the shoes. Or if you don't want with the shoes, you can do with your socks, but then you really have to go around the room. I want to be Zeicher and see Beis HaMikdash. Now, as a machlekes, Reb Shmuel Zalman is mistapek. Reb Chaim Kanievsky and Reb Nissim Kareli told also underwear you have to prepare. Undershirts, everything. Why not? Because you don't want to. Say no. Why not? Well, why are you looking at me like this? It says in Aloha, you're not allowed to wear B'gonim Mechubasim. Because you think that it doesn't mean that. What? Because it, what? So what is it?
The person has to be so...
You're allowed to rinse it in 9 days?
But A person has
to feel
disgusted.
Why? You take your undershirt, you go around the room. This is the best thing. This is for sure you do. An undershirt for sure you step with your shoes. What?
No.
No.
Change the water.
No. Shumazama Neuerbach says you're allowed. Shumazama Neuerbach says you're allowed. For a guest, so I'm saying again, but I think there's no reason to be making it. This. You can put it on the floor. I'm saying you don't have to prepare it, but you put it on the floor, you go around the room with it, and it's okay. Ceremony is a minute after the sponge.
It's very, very dirty.
The sponge does become clean, it gets dirty when you wash it. Pung fakir, Elisha. When you wash the floor with a shmata, the shmata is dirty. But don't clean the shmata. You're not allowed to clean the shmata.
Yeah, changing water.
Change the water, but not clean it.
Cleans it.
It stays dirty. Don't worry. I hope you don't wear it. You know what I mean? If a guest comes, you're not allowed to do kibbutz even to leave it after the 9 days, yeah?
But even if you're not going to wear it?
I don't. I actually stop it. To change the clothes, lemashal, for a guest, you're allowed to change the beds, because it's not derech avro. And I want to explain. What is the tzad if some poiskim that a matir not to do underwear? Yeah, that you're allowed to do underwear, doesn't have to prepare. Why it's so pashut? Tell that the getter of the Isur is, Chazal don't want you to be refreshed in the 9 days. Samindash is chorev, we're down, we're in a bad matzav, yeah? We want to go around down, not to go up feeling good and refreshed. Since we're now taking showers, we'll get it in a second. Yeah, this is the Isur of Chazal. When you change clothes for a guest, it's not menschlichkeit to put someone in someone else's linen, yeah? Same thing, they say to change underwear, it's not a refreshment. It's pashut. It's big desire. This is the reason some people want to. Again, I'm shum pani vayif, and I say alam al dargi Hashem mishalim tzadikim yelchu ba v'chshay mikosh lo ba. I think the Rishon already left for this month, so they're not here anyway. That some want to say that in our days, I'll tell you, when I was a bacher, I didn't know that people changed shirts during the week. I never wondered why my mother gives me 6-7 shirts to take to yeshiva. I got married, my wife told me, every my night, you change. Today, Baruch Hashem, I know much more than that. Yeah, but I didn't know. I didn't know. So I wanted to explain. And I think my mother didn't change, because when I learned Lichas Tishba, it was mashma to me that people don't change that. The world changed. Yeah? People change every day. Some people. Yes. Yeah. So it couldn't be. It's not derech avro. People today are so easternists. The mitzvahs of people today. It will not be matter. We're going on different things. I want to explain. It's like big desire from Amol. It's like big desire from Amol. So chas v'shalom. Zeis ha'teir eloitei muchlefes. Yeah. But the nafkemina is that all of these things. The marshal. A person has a towel. After two people used it, he's pushing his most to touch it. So he's not changing their chavro, it's pushing most. So, not to be maker, but if it's falozach, even some people are machmir that doesn't help to go on the floor, has to be that you wear it. Shemazam didn't like the whole idea of walking on the floor on it. So you have to wear it. Some people put it on the bed and sleep on it for half an hour. Also, they eat it. So I'm saying, even if normally I will not be soymech on these etayim, I think in our days you could be soymech on these etayim, because be'etzem it's a heter. But the pshat is, but it's nisho is gehal. But I'm not really doing it for the avro. So you're right, it's a little bit decreased, not idle. But what some people say, if I sit on the, I must put something on my bed, and I sleep on it overnight, yeah? Before I fall asleep, I take it off, it's an easel to sleep on the bed, I close. So some people say it gets very creasy. Chazal was planning that it will be creasy. They told you to wear it for 9 days. What they thought? They didn't have that new kind of shirts that don't get creased, yeah? So Chazal will plan that will be creased. Just you're tiny, but similistic, seikledic, pseida. That part will take away. But in our days, it's not refreshed. You can't live like that. So we understand. So you put it on the floor, lose the mile of that it's strong and pressed and all these shtusim, yeah? So you lose that mile. And maybe you'll Shabbos, you're allowed to wear begadim mechubasim. If a person has a hotel, to ask the shayla, for sure when a new guest come, you're allowed to change. The problem is that malabatim chshuvim in a hotel, every day they change your linen. They at least need to do that, yeah? And the shayla is, lemaisa, if you're allowed to, because the second day you're changing for them, so just to give them hotel, yeah? That's not the first day that they come, but they don't have to, can't sleep with someone else's things. But the second day, the place that they change it twice a day, yeah? All these places already, it's the class, it's not the, because the person needs it. If a person doesn't have divin clothes, so the maisa mishnebura says, me'ikar adini alav. So some people say, now, if a person, now is another issue to roichetz in the 9 days. So first of all, state the Shulchan Aruch. Pon of yodo veraglo, betzoinen you're allowed. Pon of means face, doesn't mean head. To wash the hair is not pon of, it's roishoy. So pon of you're allowed to betzoinen. Yodov is machlekes if it means only the hand. I don't know, or the till here, I don't know how you call this place.
Elbow.
But for sure not till the shoulder. Yeah? Some people hold pon of yodov and raglov. Pon of yodov and raglov. So I hear this, someone told him, why does it say just don't wash your stomach? Yeah? So for sure, I'm saying, it's a shtusim. What? Nothing beard. Raglov also, we said. So in the time, if Chazal, for sure, you're allowed to till the knee. Today, the shayla could be only the bottom of the foot. The old days, they went in the sand, so till the knee, it got dirty. Today, it's only the place that the shoe really gets dirty. Now, tzoinen doesn't mean freezing water. You're allowed to put in water to warm the water to make it in a normal temperature like a spit. The same choy maroik. That temperature is a normal temperature. What Chazal means tzoinen, they don't mean you have to freeze. It means you can put in hot water that you will have gishmak, that will be comfortable for you, and you will enjoy it. And if you're istinis and you can, you're freezing it or you're shivering in the water, how are you allowed to raise the temperature? Ketanim that have lice or these things, for sure you're allowed to. Baba will get the Rav Shabbos. If a person has a zuamo, his hands are dirty, his body is dirty, he's schwitzing, I'm not going now, Baba will see. Well, he's really dirty, he's really... You're allowed to... To brush your teeth. So the poskim say you're allowed to, even with toothpaste, normally mushroom, part of your other veraglo, but you're not allowed to do with soap. But to brush your teeth, lemai say you're allowed to even with toothpaste. Some poskim say that if a person that is used to normally doesn't brush his teeth cannot start in 9 days to brush his teeth. Some poskim say. So I'll say this. Now, a lot of people dine there, but when chutz la'aretz it's different. The shayla is, if Siddha Azal, I wonder what Shem Zalman Oyerbach says. Shem Zalman Oyerbach was not a machmir, if you know. V'nishan Rabbeinu ech lehoiris libnei chutz la'aretz, yeah? He was a good lador and he didn't know that chutz la'aretz is different. If a person thinks that the Gleil Ador don't know what the answer, we could close the yeshiva. Shem Zalman Oyerbach, the good lador, says how to pass into the Americans. And they asked him that they used to taking showers every day. He says, "Mishu begeder istenish mamesh shori berechitza, aval bestom ein leachzikom beistenis. Ela shragilim bekach leisanek, ve'af la'regilim bekach u'margishim koishi beloy rechitza. It's hard for them. Ein nira lehatir yoisom mipamayim b'shavua. Not more than twice a week. Not twice in the 9 days." If you took one shower, the marshal, the next week before Yom Shlishi, don't tell me from Yom Shlishi to Shabbos two more days. It's not like a heter of twice. Yeah, it's not two punches. The pshat is the amount of twice a week you're allowed to. Ve'al kol vodim besabon with soap vada ein lo'okim. Some people want to say that today it's different, yeah. Why? It's very hot. They have this tiny that they made a hole in the thing, yeah? So, first artist, I heard it's Punk Fakir, it's closed already. That's what I heard. But I want to tell you more from that. In the old days, I don't know if you know, was no air conditioning. No air conditioning. I know a couple weeks ago this air conditioning here was broken, you couldn't sit here. Now, if you sit in a room without air conditioning, and you don't have shirts to change every day, after a couple days, you can't even stand near the person. Now, I'm telling you, you think Chazal didn't know what we're talking about? I'm asking you. What do you think Chazal? What do you think happened then? They didn't have all these, you know, spritzes to take care of the problems. No, I'm serious. They didn't have it. It was no air conditioning. So you're right, we're much more spoiled. The shaila is that Kadosh Baruch Hu does zelum hazeh, yeah? Not only that. If you, Lamazar, are going to have to go to Arnav every morning, if I would go by foot to Arnav every morning, I would have to take a shower when I get to Yeshiva, right? But this is where they went. We go out of Yeshiva, we go into a car, air conditioned, in and out. We don't have to go even the steps, they have elevators, yeah? You know how much Shvitz they Shvitz? So now the shaila is, you have to be very much more spoiled. But now the shaila is, you really have to be honest with yourself. Very spoiled. But look how bad they were. So they were not used to taking showers every day. But they took showers. So you have to know, it's very hard today. I'm asking. The state of the heter is that it's not letainuk. It's because I feel disgusting. But you have to know, I feel disgusting, some people, they need to drink a coffee in the morning, yeah? So should they stop it? Shad is, because now they fall asleep, or the refreshment of the coffee, they're used to for that refreshment. He's used to wake up with a shower, gives him chayis for the day. This is also a nightmare. This is also a nightmare. Go into a cold room with air condition, it dries up. I'm saying, avada. A person is an Easternist and it's hard for him, but you have to mamish measure. It's an Isu and Chazal, it's a Shulchan Aruch. So we feel this is not Negev. The reforms also feel that put on the light, Hashem didn't ask her, today is a switch. Hashem meant with the stones, yeah? They're sure that if Hashem was today, he would never say not to press the button. They're sure. Kimat, like you're sure that if Chazal would not ask for the showers. I'm not saying. Pressing a button. It's more Oynik Shabbos with it. It's mamish the opposite of the idea of Oynik Shabbos. Not to put up a switch to stay in the dark. But we know, someone thinks like that. Is that because? Why would you think Chazal in the showers if they would know, if they would feel for us? So I'm saying again, Avada is coolest. But if Chazal is the person has to think twice. He needs a little bit. How much he needs? Bekoishi. Or not to rush. Now, Shulchan Aruch brings down an Erev Shabbos, Yesh Matirim Rakpon of Yodav Raglov and the head. Mishabu said if you used to every week to do it with Sof for Shabbos, you're allowed to do it with Sof for Shabbos. Mishabu says really to do it without Sof. Lemaisa, the poiskim today are matter to do with soap. Again, if you're putting the soap to clean yourself, not to feel this fresh. You know, you say Alamo, the guy has five kinds of shampoos, and it takes the one that has the blueberry, that has special smell and that. That's not allowed to. They're the most simple one. The one without the smell, without the posh, the soap. You're not mechuyev now to go to buy another soap, but teach us Ayom Dike soap, yeah? But if you have two soaps, the guy takes his fancy soap, fancy shampoo, yeah? Silk feeling, all this shtusim with nashka, yeah? This is also an idea, there's no shaila about it. I'm saying, there is no answer. Take the poshta one, piece of soap, piece of what you need, take off and finish. But if you're doing it l'tainug, it's an isur gamur. Even the Shabbos, it's an isur gamur to take the special ones. Now, l'maise, most people today are making to take fully showers for Shabbos. For sure if they're Americans. I want to explain. Because the pshat is, these people for sure, they feel not nice without taking a shower. So even if we can't be matter for them, but that for sure the covered Shabbos you're allowed to do. The pshat is, that rechitza is a rechitza the covered Shabbos.
Do we have to exercise?
What?
Have to exercise and take a shower?
If you're schwitzing, yes. Say again, if a person is schwitzing a lot, says in Bnei Brak, people schwitz very much. It's very hot. It's humid. It's, the city of New York is like this. It's last week I heard. Yeah? So he says, there you're allowed to, if it's so much sweat, about without soap. If not, that the sweat is the doesn't go up without soap. So again, with a push to soap, you're allowed to. At least for the choshev ones that ask that, he would say, but not to wash the body in one. There's a heter of some people, I'm sure you know about this heter, I don't want to go into it, that you don't wash the body in one shot. Tavsheni, also some people use that heter. Yeah? That is isur achitze. But you wash one part, and then the other part, and then the other part. So for people that after exercise and sweat very much, they were choshev bochim, this is what he told them to do. Tiktanim, Roiv HaPoiskim say, until 3 years old, they're for sure allowed to do what they want. After 3 years old, Rabbi Yashiv holds till Gil Chinuch, 4 or 5, you're allowed to let them take baths regularly. Some are machmir on it. To go to a mikveh, people that go every day to a mikveh are allowed to go every day to the mikveh. People that go every Erev Shabbos are allowed to go every Erev Shabbos. If they skip sometimes, so they're not allowed to go to the mikveh. Even if you go to the mikveh, you're not allowed to go to the hot one. You're allowed to go only to the cold one. If it's freezing, you're allowed to go to the medium one. Normally they have 3. But to the hot one is the isur gamur. See people going there, it's orichil. There's another halacha in the 9 days, and this halacha already, Baruch Hashem, people already keep. Maybe you tell me that they also don't keep it. Yeah, people that exercise maybe don't keep that also. But you're not allowed to eat basar v'lishtes yayin. Yeah, le'achol basar v'lishtes yayin mirosh chodesh ad ha'tainis. So stop. From Zaman Erba spoke. Well, what is the pshat? A ovel is allowed to drink wine. Is allowed to eat meat. He's not allowed to learn Torah. The 9 days we're allowed to learn, but you're not allowed to eat meat. Everything else we do like a oven, right? Shoes we do, we wear. But all the avalechas we do have as avails. Why? Talmud Torah we're allowed to. So everyone's a vitz, a lot of people take a saves man. Take a chushish to the kasha of Shem Zaman Erba. Yeah? But I'm here, I'm here, I'm here. Shem Zaman says, the main reason is like this, he says. That every avails is a real avails. So the person is sad. We're not scared that he will forget the avails. So b'meile, teir is mesameach, you're not allowed to. Basar v'yayin are not mesameach. They will take off a little bit from the avelis, but he will stay over. Masha'egin in the 9 days is the opposite. Person doesn't feel the avelis. So b'meile, with basar v'yayin, will forget about it in Gansan. But if he will not learn, he for sure will not have shaykhes to the chum. He'll be even more mufke. He will not even be allowed to think about Beis HaMikdash. Tachlis of the avelis is to come back to the teir. It's more as baby. Now, so again, all of that we have to master is mean like Ashkenaz. We might be ready from the beginning of the 9 days. The minute it's not Most of these things only start from Shavua Shechalboy. Now, so to eat meat, chicken, you're not allowed to. To drink wine, grape juice, you're not allowed to. From Rosh Chodesh. Even tafshil shel basar is also. What is tafshil shel basar? Potatoes that were cooked with a chicken together. You know, people put chicken potatoes, you're not allowed to eat them. But what if it was cooked in a fleshike pot? Even if the pot is a ben yoimoy, you're allowed to eat it. What would be if the Meichel was Nisbatel B'Shishim? You're allowed to. And we don't say Dovash Yeshlo Matirim, you have to wait till after Tisha B'Av. Now, the Shaila is what to do with wine. It's very negea to the Bachim that go to restaurants. When you Lamashal order salmon or sole, normally the Choshve restaurants, command all of them, they put some a little bit taste of wine inside. It's about it. You don't have a kosher store, pash, it's a stam yainom, yeah? But if you don't have something, you really go to a kosher restaurant. So if you feel the taste of the wine, it's awesome. Now, the shayla bona beef is yes, shishim kenegdo. It's a machleket. Some say, shishim only helps when there's no tam. If you feel the tam, it's awesome. And some want to be maker. Wannabe in cakes, a lot of chocolate cakes is also like a little touch of wine. You'd be surprised, I'm sure everyone that helped in the house when he was a kid knows, that a lot of chocolate cakes and different cakes, they put a little bit of wine. Now the shaila is, you come here near Yeshiva, they start to sell cakes. Yeah, lamazagan, it's kosher, yeah? So everything is badat, but it could be wine badat also, yeah? So if you don't feel it, Rabbi Eliashiv says it's not a problem, you don't have to think if it's shishim, not shishim. Also in suffering, he says, doesn't have a shame. Now, a little kid, the Mishnah Berurah himself is machmir, by a kid that is healthy, even but he's lo yigia l'chinuch li'is'abel al Yerushalayim. So you have to know, if he's lo yigia l'chinuch, there's two kinds of chinuch. As a chinuch, if it's 6 years old, before that, is not chayev. As a chinuch sheyigia le Avedes Yerushalayim is much older. Shemazaman Erbach says, from after 4 years, if the kid doesn't have to, not to give him. Again, Me'ikar Adin, the Mishnah Berurah, if you megiya lechinuch, you have to be machmir. But again, some people are maker. I'll tell you, in our days, they're more machmir because there's more different kind of foods to eat. In the old days, it was mamish nothing to eat if the kids didn't eat chicken. If someone is sick, or you're ledes, you're allowed to eat till Zionov. I remember I had a cousin that was sick and they wanted to eat. Shlomo Zalman said, not to rush to be Samech on the Skula. There are many people having a little headache already, make them. Avadanish. Shabbos you're allowed to. Suda Shabbos that is Mamshich to Motzei Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah is Mashman that you're allowed to. Some argue that the Mishnah Berurah meant something else. But the Pashto is the Mishnah Berurah is Mashma. Aber shar achrin in gozmo to Shabbos himu lo yispa al adayin muto bebosu v'yayin. The Kevan shayim im ratzei b'kas amazon shayach etzlo ya Shabbos. This is the Pashto. Some want to say a different pshat, but the Iker Adin, you're allowed to.
About early Shabbos?
You're allowed to also. Not a Malka? The Maise, Legabim Lav Malka, the Minig is to be Machmir. The Minig is to be Machmir. The Chassidus Sfarim are more making of it, but the Iker Minig is to be Machmir. Avdole, the Minig, like Atchila, you give a little kid to drink from the wine. If it's not a little kid, you're allowed to drink for yourself. What is the little kshir of the little kid? He has to be Igiya Lechinuch. Dehainu over 6 years old and under Igel Yisabel Yerushalayim, that this is 11 years old. Some people say till even 13 years old is not considered Igel Yisabel Yerushalayim. Shemazaman Erebach Lamaisa said, if you make Avdola and grape juice, you're allowed to drink yourself, you don't have to give it a little kid. Because grape juice is only a minig. The minig is Lamaisa, you're allowed to cut your nails for Shabbos. Shem Zalman Auerbach says that it's better if you could cut it before 9 days and not to cut it before Shabbos. Now the shaila is to open restaurants. Again, this shaila I'm not saying here la'aloche. Every person will have to ask his rav if one day he owns a restaurant or he's a mashgiach or a waiter in a restaurant. Yeah. The shaila is lemaisa, you machshil people and eating basa for 9 days. Shaila is how all these echsherim give echsherim to the stores. And Rabbi Shmuel Zalman answered. So they asked him, what is the heta? And Rabbi Shmuel Zalman said that even the Lemashal, he passed that if a not from guest comes, you're allowed to give him food. So why here you're not allowed to? Lemay said, what is the heta? The heta of these places is the Moshal, Manhattan, they have some kosher stores. If you close these restaurants, these people will go to stores that are not kosher. So you want to be matzil these people. A mashgiach and angel asked Shlomo Zalman Auerbach if he's allowed to be mashgiach on the bread and Tisha B'av. They produce bread. Someone's going to eat it. Tell him, if you're not mashgiach, they will eat challah. Shlomo Zalman said, you're allowed to. You have to know it's a klali from Aliteu L'Rosh V'Yom Sanat. I'm saying, you have to know. L'maise, so in our days, Elisha Shleiman says, could be things changed. Even in Amol, he didn't hold it, you're allowed to open the restaurants. He says, today there is so much people that are putting it together, and if you will not have the restaurants open, there will be nichshel. Shlomo Zalman wants to be making Elisha Shleiman. But I'm saying, this aloha, I'm not saying aloha l'maise. I'm saying everyone has to know, but to know that סיום מסכת, בכל מקום לא נזדם בלימוד הסיום, לא ימהר או יאחר בשביל זה. וגם לא יועיס לסודה בשל היום, אם אפשר שלא יעשה גם אתו. אוכלים נזדם ונקרוי, מותר לאכול, אף איסם שלא ילומדו עם מוהם. מוהלכים ובואים גם בזמן אחר משום ראיוס. אבל סתם, to hop around, to go into the סיום, למשלבו ההוא זינן אלא אותו. Again, what some people in some places do, יש לעין טובה. Now, I want to go on another halacha that is a halacha she'eino brura kol ha'tzorech. And I want just be'etzem only to touch the main nekudas. It's the shaila that everyone comes to Eretz Yisrael. And the shaila is if you have to tear kriya when you go to the kosel or not. And the shaila is why some people don't and some people do. If you go on Shabbos, if you have to tear after Shabbos or not, and if Shabbos after Chatzos, if it helps to be makni you close to someone else, these are the shailas that come up, and it's like as a halacha that no one knows what is going on exactly, and people have all different minkulas that don't have exactly mekoyrim or don't have mekoyrim. Again, I want to go over a little bit what is in the poskim, what kibalti me rabbeisai. And maybe a little bit limutzchus on some minhagim. The Shulchan Aruch brings down in Siman Tov Kuf Samach Aleph. Well, maybe we'll make it a little bit mesuda because it's a thing that's really had to make a whole shir on it about because it's a topic that. So I want to give it like this. Tov Kuf Samach Aleph. Haroye Ore Yehuda Chevron. Ashkelon, the cities of Yehuda, v'Yerushalayim v'Amikdash bechurbonom, haroye ore Yehuda bechurbonom, oimer ore haKodesh haYomidbor v'Koyreya, haroye Yerushalayim bechurbonom, oimer Tzion oisom midbar shmomo, kshoroye b'Samikdashayim v'Beis Koyresh tifarteinu asher hilul ba'aviseinu v'Koyreya. ומאיכון חייב לקרויה מן הצויפים רק הקשיר המקדוש קוראי הקרע האחר חול קריא הטפח אם קורא הלחס מאור יהודה, אינו חייזה בקוריאה כשיר ישר אור יהודה, חוץ מירושלים, שחייזה בקוריאה עליה. כל הקרואים האלו ביודע ומאומות, ודיה ודינת יועץ מיושב. קוריאה כל כסוסו ישאולוב עד שיגל להסליבוי. היו הילך ובו לירושלים, הילך ובו תוך 30 יום, אין לקוריאה קרע אחר. ואם לאחר 30 יום, חייזו בקוריאה. והוא הדין באור יהודה ומקדוש, צהור סימן, תוף קוף סמך אלף. So the first item we have to discuss is Moshe Feinstein. Why we didn't hear on people that Korea when they go to Hebron? So maybe today talking most people don't go. But more people, Chosh people also went to Hebron. So Moshe Feinstein wants to say, it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Haroye Ori Yehuda Bechurbono. It's built up already. So, Avad, the place can say, if the Goyim lived there, is also Chum. Baruch Hashem, it's in our hands today. Chevron, sim in our hands, yeah? Say, well, maybe that law will change in a couple of years, but hopefully not, yeah? But this is Ramosha's Tshuva. Ramosha wants to say that this is the Tshuva also in Yerushalayim. Why people are not Korea today in Yerushalayim? It says, Bechurbonam. Yerushalayim is not Bechurbonam. Not Bechurbonam. This is what Rabbi Moshe Feinstein wants to say. The Arabs, but we are on top of them. So what is why it's not called Chore? Zog Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, but it says in the Shulchan Aruch like this. It's Vedai the Shulchan Aruch. הרוי אור יהודה בחורבנם, אומר אור קודשך וקוריאה. הרוי ירושלים בחורבנם. וכשרוי בית המקדש, אומר בית קודש תפארתנו. So בית המקדש is not הלוך בחורבנם. So במילא, also it's tak חורף, as no. So מציאס it's חורף. We didn't redo it. אבל בית המקדש is not done בחורבנם. אבל אור יהודה, and the other places בחורבנם. So b'meil eval it's not b'churbono. So this is the mocker of some people that are not Korea when they see Yerushalayim and when they see Ori Yehuda. Lemay says some people are Korea in Yerushalayim and Ori Yehuda no one is Korea. So there's more reason than all different Shuvas because we don't know exactly where is Ori Yehuda. We don't know exactly where is Ori Yehuda. בזמן הזה אין נהגים לקרוא על אור יהודה. נגנב מהפוספורים here. ירושלים, some also say, you don't have to, but למעשה, a lot of poskim hold that you have to. A lot of poskim hold that you have to do on ירושלים, even בזמן הזה. Avada has to be Dafka, you see the old city, not the new city. Okay, so the Maise and Yerushalayim is different minhagim. And the Mikdash, I will say to you why students Negev. So again, Or Yehuda, no one is Korea, Yerushalayim, Remoshe was Meikel, and some are Korea. Some are Korea. From Shlom Zalman Auerbach. I read the law of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Al Mesamino Shle Kostet Bechurbono, Rak Al Or Yehuda Virushalayim, Ledin Lashmi Shem Ebnui Metzor Likroya. Afilu Bezman Hazeh Shem Tar Mishor Es Akum, Oin Etzor Likroya. Vekin Ato Shechazda Hashem Yizborach, Ein Moshe Limahumus Al Or Yehuda Virushalayim, אם גם יושבים זה טעם גודל שלו לקרויה אף שעדיין לא יבוא הגאולה עד מלך המשיח אבל הוא מספחת עם ההוא מסעיל לקרויה זה רמי שם סם זה נשת הזה the shayla is in the Mikdash now I want to say here again a kule will not use it, because most poskim, when you see the Beis Hamikdash, you tear kriya. Someone here saw the Beis Hamikdash? You saw the Beis Hamikdash? It reminds me of a famous story, not a famous story. A guy made a picture of Kriyas Yamsuf. They looked, they couldn't find. So they asked him, what is it? He said, Kriyas Yamsuf. They asked him, where's the Kriyas Yamsuf? He said, no, the water went to that side, the water went to that side. The Yidden didn't come in, the Mitzvah already left. So there's nothing in the picture, yes? Kriyas Yamsuf. You see the Beis Hamikdash Choreb. You look, what you see? You don't see nothing. So why are you tearing? I also see Beis Hamikdash now Choreb. It's not Beis Hamikdash here. How do you see Beis Hamikdash Choreb? So some poskim hold, you have to see the floor of the Azorah. You have to see the floor of the Azorah. Moshe, as a zeichel l'reiyah to go to see Beis Hamikdash, Moshe Zalman says they can tchilah to see the floor. Now, some say that it's enough to see the mask that they have on top of it. Because when you see the mask, so you see the chisor. It's three shittas. Some shittas hold, you look where it had to be and it's empty. So you see Beis Hamikdash Choreb. Some say you have to see the floor. Some say if you see the mask, it's also enough. As Rebbe Shlomo Zalman Oyerbach Lemaisa said. Kaisel
would be
part of it? No, Kaisel is not. Well, I'll read a little bit. They have your likud. Shegam bezman hazeh lo kol klal al aroy chum esamido shab shekol shulayim. This is the sheet that said that bezman hazeh you have to read tir shulayim. Chen kosav agon av avigdon etzal ba agos al mishne brure. Chen evi beshchub bezman loges sheshom emir beskiro shekedai li neglal es lemokim gavoya sheyuchal liroyis mishom beskar ka azore kelelot zesidei kol asofek. Chen nira midir bezman hazeh lo yabach. ואין בספר הקודש שתום המדוע יש צורך לראות רצפס האזורה לחורה ברוי האוויר מוקם האזורה ורוי שאין שם מקדוש סגי. And even the Lemaise says no shear for the height of Beis Hamikdash, so it's going to be very short. So maybe Beis Hamikdash is very short and you just don't see it. Granted, you know that it's big, but you don't see it. But they bring down from that if you see the masks, avada elcho elcho reis churban agadol mize. Also, some person say that when you see the kaisel, you can also be correct. The ma'aser Reb Shmuel Zalman says everyone that comes to see the kaisel sees the ma'aser the mask. Why I'm saying that could be that this is also a mocker for some people that were making not to do the kriya, like we'll see soon that the shittas. They will say mechandah that they don't see the floor. Shai, if you come from the steps, you come from the bus. If you come from the bus, normally you don't see the floor of the Azor.
How do you know
what
the Azor looked like?
Doesn't have to look like. Doesn't have to look like. Where it had to be, sees nothing there. But the ear, who said it has to be? It could be very short. So I'm saying, lemaise, if a person sees, the minhag is if you see the mask, avada, you could tear kriya. Even if you see the kaisel, you could tear kriya. Now, the shaila is like this. So lemaise, mi'ikar adin, you have to tear kriya. Then, and the mikdash, there's no hat not to tear kriya. And if you tear kriya, you have to do it with all the halachas of kriya. Meikar adin, we do it a tefach. The kriya has to be a shiur tefach. Has to be be'amide. If you did be yeshiva, meikar adin, you have to do it again. Lekatchila, we have to do it at kriya yourself. And lekatchila, we do it by hand. And the way we do it by hand, you cut a little bit with a scissor, and then you pull it out. Now, the Shulchan Aruch, you do it Mamash like Ovi ve'imoy. So you do it on the left side and your hand. Some people say that we do it today on Shar Kroivim. So you do it on the right side. Say that. The Ikar Minhag is you do it on the left side. As I saw, they bring down a picture from Rabbi Moshe Feinstein that when he was made a kriya, when he came to Yerushalayim, he did it on the left side and he was kriya with his hands. And he was the picture where he was standing was like a place that you could have seen Mokim HaZor. And Lemaise, the Gdolim of Bnei Brak are very much into make this kriya. They're very happy to do the kriya. Now, Lemaise, we're passing, you do it in Begin Elyon, in Ashkenaz, we do it in Begin Elyon, but we don't have to Megale Liboy. The Hainu, when a person tears Kriya and his father, Chas V'Shalem, he tears and he tears Achu Megale Liboy. He doesn't have to tear a coat, winter coat, because it's not a beggar that you wear, about you tear your jacket and you tear your shirt. Undershirt, you don't have to, it's not called a beggar, yeah? But, It's not Begin Levush. But Mikol Mekoyim doesn't have Lachim. Here, Lefin Eloshon HaShulchan Aruch, you would have to be Kriya till you Megale Es Liboy. Lemaisa, I'm meaning is to tear one Begin, but we take off the jacket if you don't want to tear the jacket, and you leave the shirt, and then you tear the shirt. You're allowed to bring a torn shirt, you're allowed to bring a dirty one, you don't have to. Machmirim. He do mitzvah, but the mice you're allowed to take an old jacket, the old suit, the old shirt, and you tear the first thing that you have on. Now, le'achar the kriya, you're not allowed to sew it good completely, and that day you're not allowed to even sew it not good, lishloy. To put a safety pin, like a tchilin knot, to put a safety pin in that day. If you have to, you're allowed to. By Noshim, Avad, you're allowed to because it's Mishum Tzlias, and Halacha is you're allowed to. If you didn't tear Kriya, some Peshit is hold that till Shkia you could do the Kriya. Some Peshit is hold only if you dare. Because you have to have Shas Chimu. The Halacha is the point we say till a half an hour you could do Kriya. So this is Be'etzem, the halachas of the Chiyuv Kriya. Now, before the Etayim, if a person has a beged that doesn't belong to him, beged shol, he borrowed a beged from someone, even if he told him that he's going to the Kaisel, he doesn't have to. But, lemoshel, if the jacket is not yours, but the shirt is yours, you have to tear the shirt. Now, the shaila is, what would be if all of the clothes are not yours? Could be later by day when you have a shirt, you have to tear it. Not only that, could be you have to put on a shirt to tear. Again, I'm going before the Eitzes. Now, what would be if you see in Shabbos and Yontif, you don't tear? The shaila is, if Motzei Shabbos, you have to tear. Machlokes HaPoskim. If you saw in Shabbos, if you have to tear Motzei Shabbos. Shmuzama says, "Lekatchila not to go on Shabbos the first time, because the Maisa, why you tear? Because you have Avelis, you mitzvah on Shabbos." Shmuzama says, "Lekatchila not to go on Shabbos. Some people try to go the first time in Shabbos. Shmuzama says not to go the first time in Shabbos." As Shmuzama Neubach says, "Now erev Shabbos, Chaim Kanievsky says from the Steibler that he never found a mocker when people say that erev Shabbos after Chatzos you don't have to do kriya. There's no mocker for it." Shmuel Zalman says, if you have Shabbos clothes on, and you will not have different clothes for Shabbos, you're not allowed. You're not mechuyav to tear them. The Ma'aser Shmuel Zalman himself is mashma from him that is the mocker that if you're already wearing the Shabbos clothes after Chatzos, you don't have to tear an Erev Shabbos, and you don't have to tear Motzei Shabbos if you have on the Shabbos clothes. Chol HaMoed the minig is not to tear. Purim is a machlekes. Rosh Chodesh Me'ikar Adin, the poiskim hold that you have to tear. Again, these are the halachas. Now, there's another two halachas before we go to the patentim. If you don't see Yerushalayim once more from 30 days, then you have to tear. But if you saw it in 30 days, you don't have to tear. Brings the Shari Tshuva a heter. People that live in Yerushalayim, even if they didn't see it for 30 days, they don't have to tear. And all of us that live in Yerushalayim, even if we didn't see it in 30 days, we don't have to tear. Shaila, why? So Shmuzam Oerbach, Amor Rutsi Altsa Letzones, is Altsa Vitz, Altsa. He would say, because in Yerushalayim, you would see it every 30 days. And if this person didn't see it, he doesn't deserve to tear it. If he's in Yerushalayim, didn't go to the Kodesh on 30 days, we don't need his kriya. Aber lemaise, the minig was, in most places, Shari Tshuva brings down, not to tear. Even if you didn't see it, if you're in a place that you could see it, like in the mirror area, in these areas, for sure, even if you didn't go to see it, the minig is not to tear. Not only that, it was a person that was makpid and he wanted to make a toas nadorim. Because he thought that's a mistake when people don't tear if they live in Yerushalayim. And Shmazama told him you can make a toas nadorim. He thought these people have a mistake, they don't have a mistake. So be'etzem, what we have to know in Yerushalayim is that when we live in Yerushalayim in the 30 days, if in Yerushalayim, we don't have to tear. This is what we have to know, this is the halacha. Now, the shaila is be'etzem, what a lot of people have a minig that you makne your clothes to someone else. People that want to skip the halacha of kriya, they makne the clothes to someone else. The shaila is if it helps to be makne your clothes to someone else or not. Most of the poskim shlug very much this minig to be makne the clothes to someone else. They shlug it up in Gansi. I heard from my shver, Reb Avraham Gurwitz, Shuv from Geitzet, Choshev Yid, that his minig is, I myself was kind of his clothes every time when he went to the Kodesh. I know all the poskim are Eish Lehova against it. But I don't know, this is the reason I never really wanted to say a shir on that. Because I was brought up from him and from my appearance that this is what you do. When you go over all the poskim, it looks that the mamash not mekabel it. The mamash not mekabel the seter.
Is that a problem?
What? For two reasons. For three reasons. He's asking what is the problem. So one reason is, Sefer Madaniyantav, they say, it's novel b'shus ha-toyim. You get, a person is mechuyiv, it's a mitzvah to make kriya. Lo yisho manu that someone is far as nifter, his makna is close. It's a sefer shulchan aruch, doesn't say. Second of all, some say it could be it doesn't help even. If you makna the clothes and he's giving it to you to go to the koysel, and this is what you have to do in the koysel, so he's letting you to use it, k'mash itself. Some say that when you go back, you're mechuyiv to tear. You're mechuyiv to tear. He brings down here, it's
father's too late, that's why.
What?
Father's lifted, it's too late. That's why Losh Amandi. It's right to post.
Most people know before the father is lifted. That's a show you'll never know about it. But the Zach is called Ksisa, and the Zach is called Yitzias Neshome. Zach Zach. תחילה אין כל מוקם לאז תחבולס ונאז להיפוטו ולהפקיע עצם מחיוב זה עין בספר מהאדון ישלוי ממוידים עמוד סמך, שהגויים רב שלום זמן היה בחיסבטה בחריפוס נגד הסיאס תחבולס כגויים אלה וחלקוס התלמיד רב נלצה בהגויים זה משלבורם והיה בשוט פאה סודחו היקפיד על הריסים כן, בשואל עם בגן מחבריהם שחושש שזו ימידס אכזוריס מי שליבי מרגיש אין זה לפני שחיסון אבס השם בנדם השם רבלי אשם like that and he said that he has the tzad that even in Beged Shaul could be you bechuv to do it later I saw also the bindam from Rav Osner משבט הלוי I saw the sefer מהדוניות the bindam from משבט הלוי למעשה I'm saying I saw גדולים that did it saw גדולים that did it I know the truth I myself till today this is what I did this is what I was growing up so now for sure I can't hear because I'm in Yerushalayim Shaila is, if I will leave Yerushalayim for 30 days, so if I'm in Yerushalayim, to be machmir now, if I leave, if I'll be knowing different, I have big tzedalim, I don't want to say. But a person who wants to be samech on it, at least not to look in Ritzpas Azor. This is the etzer. If you want to be samech on it, don't look on the floor. Because if you look on the floor, then it's harder to be same with him. That's Hashem, Shibbona B'Samidosh, will never be again.